today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So Jim has started writing me. He's like, I said, please CC me on everything you send Rob separately or BCC me because I don't know why he's not playing these either. So
here we go.
Oh, Paulie, we love your read, but because you're playing the music on your iPhone while you're talking, the mix is off. Send the promo without the music, and I'll add the music later.
So you coach these kids.
That's very good.
And I've even volunteered. I've talked to Paulie. I said, if you need help, I know Rob's busy. I can help you mix it, too.
Every time the big guy explodes, we get ratings.
Mm-hmm. When Rob forgets his shoes at a nice
restaurant, we don't.
I understand the sensitivity of the audience.
I feel really run
and
over
by the
right
way,
now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. That was a really good way to start the show.
All right.
All right. We're going to have a special guest on the show a little bit later on, so that's exciting. Our good friend Jim Amato will be joining us, so
hey.
We're very, very, very psyched about that. But before we do that, I want to pull back the curtain just a wee bit, and I talk about the fact that I get occasional mail from listeners.
Yeah.
It's good. It's bad. Usually when I get the real long ones, I open them and I see, oh, it's long and it's either going to go one way or the other. I'll share with you today one that was of the negative variety. If you remember on Monday's
show. So this is an electronic mail.
This is a Facebook message.
Okay.
That
all right.
That I received. And I talked about turning my microphone down. Now I'm turning it up so I can hear myself.
All right.
Thank you. Do this. Thank you. Running the board stupendously.
Sounds like a million bucks, Mike.
So here it is. On Monday, we were talking to Pony about the fact that Adrian Garcia was given the reins of posting best of shows, and one of them was mixed improperly so that our listeners who tuned in did not hear the show.
Mm-hmm.
They heard a overbearing, loud, obnoxious music track, and nothing was fixed, and it was hours before it was fixed. And we went on and on and on about it. And I've done this before. We sometimes when we have issues, we bring them to the forefront, and we scream and we yell. And there's a segment of the audience that loves to hear that kind of banter. And then there's the segment of the audience that is usually good for a couple of messages to me where they share this with me. And I want to share this with my compatriots just to show them how much this pisses me off.
All right.
Because it just, I'm not an
ogre.
This
is Friday.
Yes, this is Friday.
You spent the show, I would say maybe 5-6% of the program, and we as a collective, not just you, spent the show dissecting what we did.
Yes, we were rough, and we can be rough, and we've done that before.
That wasn't bad, though. I walked out of here being like, we took care of business.
Let me explain what I get from a certain segment of the audience.
All right.
And we'll discuss this. We'll break it down psychologically.
Please,
and everything. I will not mention names. I will just give the letter. Mike, just some feedback on the show. I just got to listen to the first show after your vacation and was looking forward to all the fun or glitchy times that occurred with everyone. I have to say I was dismayed at the first half hour discussion of the mess up. I love of the mess up with the with the best of show. I love hearing about behind the scenes and learn a lot, but this went on far too long. I admit I started fast forwarding the show. My stomach was in knots by the end of the 30 minutes. And this happened once before in a non-moving rush hour where there was an ongoing pounding of Rob or Pony that went on and on. Again, I am educated by these moments, but when they go on and on until I feel myself so upset, I feel my BP going up 40 points. It's not fun anymore. I get it that you want the most outstanding from everyone, and that's what makes your show so perfect. I just wanted to give you a little feedback as you give us such enormous good product all the time. Keep telling us behind the scenes, but shorten the tenseness. Thanks.
Thanks.
So I get these periodically.
Oh, sweet.
And And it's what we do. Look,
they're not mother effing you.
No, that's true.
No.
I get a lot of that.
I think the reason I share this is because I believe that it is a reasonable critique. And I
think most people in your life feel that way.
So can we bring Mr. Bloom in, please?
Bloom!
Can we bring Bloom in, please? Because I
have
an
implore. Faster! Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding. He's walking fast.
All right. Very
good. I mean, for him.
We're bringing in Matt Ponyboy Bloom. Yes. And sit next to your brother.
While he's running.
Come here, dear.
Because I want to address this to both of you, okay?
The two white guys in the room.
They're okay. You heard. That's fine. He's fine.
All right.
You heard that letter I read, right?
Yes,
you heard
I did.
That letter. So this is it. I have to tell this particular writer that I don't control myself very well during these moments where we have problems.
Or okay? ever.
I said, you don't need to pile
I'm
on.
I'm just going
to
sit
right
here.
Now.
That's right. Bad.
I get upset because of things messing up. So I'm here to tell this letter writer that she's absolutely right. They go on and on and on. And we have two men in the studio right now, lady, that will prevent this from ever happening again. I will never. And they're the only ones that can control it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they mm-hmm. can control it by never, ever messing up again.
Right.
Absolutely. You can't be expected to get Nerf guns for everybody in your life that upsets you. You just can't be.
I know. But I want to tell them that I would love to take personal responsibility, but in the great tradition of our fearless leader, the man with the orange hair, I will tell you, it's not my fault. It's their fault.
Understood.
And so if
I'm sorry about her blood pressure. I'm sorry about her tummy.
Yeah. If you can tell her that we will, and I'm talking to Rob and Pony, mm-hmm. will never mess up again.
Yes.
And therefore we will never have a moment of tenseness on the show, then we can just move on.
Can I have her first initial of her first name?
No,
because I like to. I just want to personalize it a little bit.
No,
about dear Miss Concerned,
ma'am. I assure you, from now on, heretofore, day one until the end of time,
mm-hmm.
perfect shows. You have my word on it.
You're here.
And for those of you get the tension and the knots, don't think we don't get them. We get them. We get them when we're upset at what we failed at. We get them
I get them from you, and you get them from me.
Yes.
Like when you go out on a rant, I start getting a little tense, and
that's both really ways.
A lie. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie to our audience.
Mikey's dead inside.
Our stomachs were all destroyed years ago. They cannot be changed.
Yeah, but when Oscar rants on you guys, I just feel like I've got an ally.
Well, so that's you love it. You love that. You love when he and I fight.
No, I don't love it. I think you like it a lot.
No,
see, you're misguided with that. You're misguided, and
I know
both
you love
of
it
you
when
play
we
it.
Fight.
But well, it funny can't all fight.
Be. Yeah.
Look, I'll give you.
We've never had like a fist fight.
Can I give you a little? How about this? Some data. Okay, data is important, right? Data is not going to rule the world. I hate when people come in and say, "You know, you were funny, and when you did this, you should do more of this." That's not the way it goes.
Except for politics.
Can we just focus on our show?
Yes, go ahead. I'm just sorry.
Come on.
That's kind of indicating to our audience that you've lectured me before, too.
I've never seen that happen. Will you please wait till I finish my point before you start jumping in and addressing me?
Can I talk?
Yes.
Can I talk?
Okay.
Can I talk?
Right now, on our Mike O'Mara show, it's our Mike O'Mara show Facebook page.
Right.
We have four videos up that highlight what's happening on the show. They have 2,000, 5,000, 3,000 views. The one with the lowest views, is the fun, nice one when Rob forgot his dress shoes. The ones that kill people, that kill.
Right, murder.
Are when Mike yelled at little Michael yesterday. That's a quick hitter. When Mike got upset about his ex-wives. Mm-hmm. When Mike,
I wasn't proud of that.
And again,
both of those though really were sweet moments.
And when Mike raged about marijuana, every time the big guy explodes, we get ratings.
Mm-hmm.
When Rob forgets his shoes
at a nice restaurant, we don't.
I understand the sensitivity of the audience.
I feel really run over
by the
right
way,
now. somehow I'm at fault for this.
He kind of dissed you. There.
Yeah, I mean,
that was him doing that to you.
If I had remembered my shoes,
I enjoyed your story on the boat.
Would the ratings have gone up if I had remembered my shoes? You're presenting a problem that has no solution. I'm over here busting my ass.
What he's saying?
Busting my chops. I'm taking dress shoes on a cruise.
What he's saying is you're a peaceful man who leads a peaceful life that doesn't ruffle any waters. And I the other night at my home.
You live in rough waters.
I live in rough waters, but I'm also not a real tough guy. And the other night I had a real tough guy over for dinner. A friend of ours that we met up here, a new friend that we had, who's a veteran of Afghanistan and Iran.
Wow.
And is in Iraq, rather. And was a real tough guy. And I told him my story about when I blew my knee out, when I punched the guy outside the bar. And I looked at him, and he's a super polite guy, kind man, nice man, good man, tough man, guy in his 30s, just a man's man. This is the guy I had the man crush.
Okay.
Where I met him this summer.
Man crush
came over
Mondays.
You know when you look at a guy and you get done telling your story, which is my toughest story ever.
Yeah.
Took a swing at the guy.
You're protecting your lady, the honor of a lady.
Then I blew my knee, and he looked at me kind of like, oh. You know, just like, and the face told me everything, which is like, oh, you think that's manliness? You incredible candy ass. That's it. But getting back to it, Rob, I think really if you were to go on one of these trips and get into like a bar fight or something,
right,
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know,
Oscar's pointing out that the biggest controversy you had on your entire trip on a Disney cruise ship, a Disney cruise ship that is just rife. Is it rife or ripe? It is
both, ripe. I think
it is rife and ripe with opportunities for what's the word I'm looking for? Opportunities
for content.
For content, but I'm talking about a specific kind of irreverent content.
Mm. You're right.
Taking the Disney mystique and running it down. And what you brought was you wore Birkenstocks to the dining room.
Now I did. I did almost get in an altercation, but she was so much bigger than me.
But you had such a wonderful time,
yes.
And you know,
it's all genuine. The rage in Mike is genuine. The Schmaltz and Rob is genuine. I
right.
try to play the middle, and I try to run up the gut when I can.
And don't sell right. yourself
Not
short.
My gut.
Your being an a-hole is genuine too.
So that's where we are. But also, Oscar, and now we'll get into the psychoanalysis.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Don't you believe, and I know you do, I know we commiserate on this, that these two men to your right and in front of me, Monsieur Spiewak and Bloom, they love to cultivate. They don't like it to come to the surface, but they love to cultivate the big bad bear. I'm abused, that type of vibe. Yes,
no,
you do.
No,
yes,
no.
You did it yesterday on the show.
How?
You made a little comment about not being treated well. It was
a joke.
You said if Mike was your dad, he'd have Munchausen syndrome. He's poisoning you.
I don't think I said that.
I think you guys, but anyway, it won't happen again if they don't screw up.
It won't.
Right, perfection.
Yeah. I get it, too, lady that wrote the wonderful, very well-written letter of criticism of me. I get it. I get that.
You get it at home, you get it on the show, you get it everywhere.
No, because it's really good if I confine it to a short period of time, where I go, ba-ba-ba-ba, and then end it with some kind of flip comment.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, sometimes some little circuit will fire in my addled brain, and I will go down that rabbit hole of rage. I will go
mania.
Down that rabbit hole
mania
of the mania.
Engaged.
I will go to mania, and it will be just like, if you were walking a mile in my shoes, you'd understand what I'm dealing with. I have a level of guy. The standards I've set when we were number one in Washington for all those years. You know, the whole thing about you know, being that guy. But anyway, thank you, lady.
Feedback is always welcome.
Yes.
And I will not refer to you as a snowflake. Anyway, I won't do that. I will not refer to you. Everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful with the world. And I will not tell you that I've gotten two migraines this week also, because life is good. Everything is just hunky-dory. And that's all I really have to say about that. I appreciate all the cards and letters.
Yeah. Keep them coming.
Yeah, please keep them coming.
And if we weren't beloved and we weren't cared for, I don't think that person would have written in privately to you.
Absolutely. I don't think we would.
On the show. We have a gentleman in the lobby right now of Podcast Village that took the day, took a vacation day from work and drove thousands of miles to come see us.
And he needs a new map program because he only came from Pittsburgh.
We're going to meet him. And Pony, now that we've gotten that all clear, is there anything you would like to, you have the last word on this, and go right ahead. Anything you'd like to say?
You know what I would like to say? Thank you to the concerned listener, but you know, Mike and I have a very, at times adversarial, well, he gets very angry at me, and rightly so a lot of times, and
Jesus Christ, finish your thought!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Labor Day.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's exciting. Labor Day weekend, of course, a holiday where people take 3 days off from being unemployed.
Right.
Yeah.
So for Labor Day, we hit the streets to ask, why is the American working class so lazy?
Well, so they work their three jobs to pay the rent, to raise their kids, but then the few hours that they actually do have to themselves, they just sit around all tired. It's pathetic.
You know, I think if they had taken the initiative to work harder to be born to rich parents like I did, they wouldn't be in the situation they're in now.
I think it has to do with Hulu having the ad-free option.
The average U.S. worker actually puts in 30% more hours than the average German worker. You know, because the Germans, you know how lazy they are with their siestas and their hammocks and their pizza pies?
Because they know no matter how hard they work, they're never going to get to go to space. Man, you got to give them space.
Well, I'm very rich, so I never really think about them. But if I were to venture a guess, I'd say potatoes.
It's gotta be all that beer. Makes them stupid. Educated men drink scotch. I've had a six-pack of scotch today.
Internet porn knows no class in terms of productivity decimation.
Norm! Remember from Cheers?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I know the statistics say that comparable countries, the workers there work less hours than they do in the U.S. and that the U.S. is the no vacation nation. But here's the thing. You can use statistics to argue anything you want. Like, one in three leprechauns is a pedophile. See, I just use statistics to say something crazy. Everybody knows that all leprechauns are pedophiles.
There you have it. I've been Josh Brown for Funny or Die News. And the reason I'm so lazy is because I have Lyme disease.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, great talk-up record with Michael Jackson. Hope you're going to have a great Labor Day weekend. Get outside and enjoy the last weekend of the summer. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's something about this song that always got me, got my DJ on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll through it just like a big old radio roller coaster. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners. They get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You do, you do, you do, you do. TMOS.
What is the matter with you?
TMOS, it's the song. I swear to God, it's the song. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. You know, we like to interact with our listeners. Audience participation, name of the game. You do too. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Our show today brought to you by Alex Papp. Great guy, phenomenal human being, wonderful supporter of the show, an individual realtor who has the presence of mind to actually advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. NorCal, are you renting? Don't do that. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy from hey, we're having an earthquake in Washington. Oh my God, we're having an earthquake in Washington. The camera's jumping around.
All is well.
Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS, just like you.
It's like you.
So stop looking at homes and give Alex a call. He is giving us to tell you his personal cell phone number, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129.
Call him and tell him Happy Labor Day.
Yeah.
Happy Labor Day.
Call him.
Hi. Say, Alexander Papp, hi. My name is Joe Blow. Happy Labor Day weekend, and I'm going to buy a home from you.
When I buy a home, I'll think of you.
And don't call him Alexander. Call him Alex. He's a friendly guy.
Stop running. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE-019-86031. Prato Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home from Alex gets a fruit tart. A Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Jim Amato.
Hey, Mike.
It is so... He gave me an Adrian Garcia hello. Great to have you in the studio. We have been loving on you for... How long have we... When did you start sending us tapes for our program? Because it was a love affair, I believe, from the very, very beginning.
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Oh, God, they're
great. Do you remember what your first promo was?
I think it was... I did one for Cake and Cookies, and then it might have been an Amazon.
Probably an Amazon
show. Probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It was so... They've been wonderful.
Thank you.
You've been a wonderful supporter of the show, and we're delighted to have you here. You hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Western Pennsylvania native. So I've never been outside of Western Pennsylvania as far as a home. I've traveled around the country, but... That's
you know
my
where
home base.
Spangler is? Do you know where
yes.
that is?
Yes, I know where Spangler.
That's where my wife's family hails from.
Right. Do they make the candy canes there?
I talked to Carla about that.
Is that where they make the candy canes? Spangler is one of the big manufacturers of candy canes.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
What's Spangler known for?
Fights,
trees,
bar fights.
And beautiful
bars.
Women.
Yeah.
Carla. Weird pronunciations of like places.
Like, yes. You know, example.
I
can rattle some off.
Please.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm from Clarion.
Clarion. And how's that spelled?
C-L-A-R-I-O-N.
So that's Clarion.
That makes sense.
But there's a Clariton in Pittsburgh.
No allergies there.
C-O-N. But in Clarion, my grandparents lived in Crown, Pennsylvania. There's Leeper, Pennsylvania. Tin Town. I've partied in Tin Town. I've had keggers in Curlsville.
Keggers in Curlsville.
As we have just named the show.
Keggers in Curlsville.
How do you suppose, how's Curlsville spelled? Like it sounds?
C-U-R-L-L-S-V-I-L-L-E. There's Huey, Pennsylvania. There's Sligo.
Sligo.
Pennsylvania. More than Florida could make a run at it, but Florida is, you know, has too many big names. Pennsylvania, you get outside of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, you got yourself town.
It's basically Kentucky, isn't it?
Yeah, I got some favorites up there. There's Blue Ball,
right?
There's Intercourse, there's
right?
Sproul.
Sproul.
I took a train once from Intercourse to Climax.
Wow.
And they've got Punxsutawney.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Spangler is pretty close to Punxsutawney.
I freezed my couillons one morning up in Punxsutawney waiting for the rodent to come out.
You've actually been there?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, for the day.
I have been there.
You have?
I stayed in Punxsutawney when
went
to my in-laws' family reunion.
But you weren't there for the ceremony.
You didn't go there for the day.
No,
I was there for the ceremony. I hope covered it one year for radio.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I actually went up there because there was my wife's grandparents were having an anniversary party. And I remembered, there are two things I remember. The real estate up there, at least at the time I was there, was just incredible. Coming from D.C., where everything was so ridiculously expensive, and then going to this part of Pennsylvania, you could get a house. Let me see. If I think back, if I remember, you could get a three-bedroom home, maybe with a fireplace, for like $14.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you ought to move to Pennsylvania.
I don't have the temperament for it. I really don't have that. But they also at this
temperament
at this anniversary party. No, the people would piss me off.
I see.
They would piss me off. They got fried chicken for this party. And they got it from a local grocery store, and I forgot what they paid for it. I think they paid, I think they got 280 pieces of fried chicken for this massive party for everybody, and I think they paid a nickel for it.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, supermarket fried chicken is some good eating.
It's really, it was some of the best fried chicken that I ever, and not like, it was up there, and I think they do it a lot, and it was important to them, and it was wonderful, and I think I rode my motorcycle up there. I think I
Did
rode
it come with
my
sides?
You know, I don't think it did.
Because you're going to need some coleslaw.
Yeah. I think they brought it in corn. Like... They
for 280? For 280 people?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
These guys.
Get Jim, Rob, and me together. We could do the whole rest of the show where it would just
back
be like...
Back up the hush puppy truck.
The one thing is, you know, supermarket chicken is good, but those little country stores... My family was in the produce business, and I would go delivering with my dad.
Wait. This is too surreal. First, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and Mike, you see it as well.
I do.
It's like we are. There is Rob Spiewak, and then there's Bizarro Rob Spiewak sitting right next to each other. They both love food.
Yes. Yeah,
they both love radio, and they both have a background in produce.
Yes, we do.
Produce.
Yes. Something we share.
But as I was saying, these little markets, they have like the best delis there.
Yeah.
We would get like the lunch meat there, the chicken meat, whatever. And they really know how to do it. And it's like, you know, Uncle Saul's got a funeral. Well, let's go get some chicken and, you know, take it over to Aunt Gladys, you know.
Did you ever work on a farm, Jim, like Rob Spiewak did?
No, I've been on a farm.
Okay.
They were more in the wholesale resale angle of it.
Yeah.
All right. So you are, so Western Pennsylvania is, that's your hangout. And you've worked in radio in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes, big corporate radio. We were coworkers at one time.
Okay, tell us about that. I don't know anything about that.
Well, I worked for the Evil Eye Broadcasting Company in Pittsburgh.
Right. Oh, yeah. The Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yes.
CBS. By the way, hey, Les Moonves, way to dodge the bullet with that Me Too crap.
Man.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not crap as far as I'm concerned, but I'm saying it. You know, that's probably what they're saying
in
your office.
It's like he got a Dyson and then just sucked it out of the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That went away.
Gone.
That completely went away. If there are any enterprising journalists out there, I bet you could dig up some more.
I hear more news about Big Brother and what's coming up on the next episode than I do about that.
Right. Wouldn't Absolutely. You love to see the headline, more accusations and less Moonves?
But I saw an article a short time back that said he has successfully weathered the storm, like it's over for him.
Wow.
And I don't know how that rolls, but I don't think you're going to hear any more about it. I'm not sure.
It's never really over because Cosby's allegations started, I would say, more than a decade ago. And it took Hannibal Buress to come out and do a set about it once again and say, why are we still not talking about Cosby?
Right.
Then 50 women came out of the woodwork and said, what about that? And now it's over for him. And now he's blind somehow. And I'm
losing
my voice.
Let me be the one to talk about, you know, slimy old Les Moonves. I'm sure where there's smoke, there's fire.
I bet you Les is breathing a sigh of relief waking up this morning and seeing the headlines about NBC and Ronan Farrow.
Oh, what is Ronan Farrow? I missed that. What is going on with that?
Tell us, Rob.
Supposedly.
That's Jim.
NBC Brass. put the kibosh on the Ronan Farrow story. They would not.
He was investigating Weinstein, and they told him, they pulled him off it. Right. They said, don't do it.
Really? Yeah. I was going to be devastated if Ronan Farrow, one of the stellar journalists. I mean, he's done some investigative
and
journalism
the illegitimate
in the last
son
year.
Of Frank Sinatra,
right.
which is a stone cold. Hey,
of course,
you look at the guy and he looks like Frank.
Rewind. Clarify what you just said.
Right. Ronan Farrow, working for NBC, was doing a deep dive investigating Harvey Weinstein's transgressions.
Yes,
but
back
it came
in
out
the day.
Today. But it came out today. NBC asked him, or I told him, to stop. They pulled him off the investigation.
Un. real. Right. That, see, I missed that.
Now heads are going to roll, Mike. First Matt Lauer, now the executives.
That is incredible. That is truly, truly incredible. Well, Les, you know, Les dodged a bullet, and we'll see what happens if it surfaces. But you work for CBS in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the big station? KDKA?
KDKA, that's right.
One of the first, the first radio station in America.
The first. Yep. I worked for a trivia question, but before that I did.
Wait, what?
You worked for a trivia question?
Yeah.
Because it's the
first
oldest
station in America. Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, KDK. Wow.
Right. Cool.
Do you know about the Automat?
Yeah. In New York? Yeah. You put a nickel in and you get a piece of pie or cake.
See?
Or, you know, sandwiches.
Hot coffee.
It's Art Deco. Yeah.
This is Mario and Wario situation going on here.
Did you ever work with or for Chuck Dickman?
No, but I met Chuck Dickman once.
Okay. Chuck was up at KDK.
Yeah. He was at KQV. In Pittsburgh, and that station just went defunct on New Year's Eve, but they were the big
good
top
format.
40 station. Mm-hmm. They were news talk.
I thought he said defunct. He said defunct. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought they changed format to music.
They're both excited. Mario and Wario are excited.
Keep beating the horse, Oscar. It gets funnier every time.
This is good for us. But if you finally get the big casino or the cardio heart attack, we got a motto here.
Keep hoping.
But back everybody in the go-go 60s, KQV and KDK were the two top 40 stations that fought over the Beatles and stuff like that. But I met Chuck once. Very nice man.
He was my first program director. Very first program director. Mm-hmm. Hired me out of American University to go work at WOHN in Herndon, Virginia.
Amazing.
That was Chuck Dickman. And I worked with him again at WYRE in Annapolis. Chuck was instrumental in the beginning of my career. Good guy. Really, really good person. And I've lost touch with Chuck. Chuck, if you're listening, I want to rekindle that relationship. You're a good guy.
Oh, wait.
He's not dead, is he?
No, I was thinking something else. He was a program director at KDK. I was thinking of...
He was.
I was thinking of another Chuck that passed away last week, Chuck Brinkman. Yeah. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chuck Brinkman was at KDK.
I'm sorry, to the Brinkmans.
Can we talk now?
In the mid-80s. Yeah,
we can talk. We're up on a break. Did I mention that? We're up on a break, so we have to continue this discussion.
You were doing so well until you brought up death.
Well, that's like Rob, too. Produce and death. You know? I'm into death.
I've jinxed Chuck.
Run silent, run deep.
We'll take a break. Come back with Jim Amato and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, this is Rob.
And hello, this is Sharon. I'm his real-life mother. Every year, we get together and make our delicious signature holiday fruitcakes. They really are special.
What makes them so special? Is it the top-quality ingredients, the fresh spices, or is it the love and care that goes into each and every one?
No, idiot, it's the booze.
Thanks, Mom. And up until now, it was virtually impossible to get your hands on one of these fruitcakes. But not anymore. Introducing TMOS Fruitcake Futures. This is the year that you can get your hands on a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Carefully baked and lovingly packaged for home delivery.
Order now and it will be in your mouth in time for the holidays. Moist and delicious and packed with exotic fruits, a magical blend of three kinds of nuts, and with three different tiers of fruitcake purchase, you can select the package that's perfect for you.
And of course, it makes a great gift.
Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com or click the fruitcake banner on the TMOS website. Buy now and get ready for the happiest holidays ever.
Buy a fruitcake because Mother told you to.
Thank you, Mrs. I wasn't going to say
Mrs. Goddard.
Mrs. Goddard. I'm sorry. I almost said it would have been incorrect to say Mrs. Spiewak.
Mrs. Goddard, formerly Spiewak, nay Stalkup.
Nay Stalkup being her maiden name.
Yeah. Well, not nay Stalkup. Stalkup is in her maiden name. Not nay means.
She's the Stalkup half of your family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about how much I love my Sleep Number bed. I do. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? I think not. There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store where all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose the comfort and support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And I've mentioned this because they don't mention it, but I like to tell you this. I jump around and bounce around, and Carla kind of stays silent when she's on her side of the bed. With the Sleep Number bed, not only does it give you your individual comfort on the side, but if you're bouncing around, you're not affecting the other person because they're two separate entities, even though you're sleeping side by side. You can actually feel how the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed contours to your neck, your shoulders, your back, your hips for more proper spinal alignment. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds are effortlessly comfortable. They sense your every move and automatically adjust so you keep sleeping blissfully through the night. Does your bed do that?
Yeah. Does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No way, Jose, or as they would say in Pennsylvania, no way, Joes. I'll talk about that. I swear to God. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Plus, save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed now through Labor Day. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of these 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Just visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store near you. And when you get there, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We're here with a good friend of the show, Jim Amato, who's a radio guy from the Pennsylvania area that started sending us wonderful little promos that we absolutely fell in love with. And I think, Jim, when you started sending those, other listeners started sending them, and I love them. And then we started having the interns do them, and we just adore the content that's sent to us. And, you know, we blow it up sometimes like we did the other day.
Yeah, and I feel that was that might have been unfounded. It was it was a funny idea, the fact that he was doing bad audio to sound like a Billy Fusillo commercial.
Right.
His huge at the end was very good.
It was. Yes. I'm sorry we didn't make it to that.
Well, and we never will, but you know, ever forward.
Can you talk about your, I guess, your career arc outside of radio and what you have been into and what you do on your free time?
Well, in my free time, I usually watch TV. I hang out with
this
the
guy.
Misses.
Oh, embarrass him,
car rides.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
Are you embarrassed? Is he embarrassing you, Jim?
No, no, not at all. But, you know, I love doing the promos. I used to do that stuff at KD. I would create like the top of the hour lead-ins to the news, promos and all that. So whenever you mentioned at one time, you know, we love when the listeners submit promos, I figured I could do this. And it's a hobby, a passion, you know, and it's
it
like
comes
this,
through.
Yeah.
And he does this in a way that frankly is a professional manner. And I love the way that Jim, well, even when we sat down and we had wings at Jimmy's,
right,
he said, I'm using this type of microphone. What type of microphone? He talked to Rob about that. I don't know what's going on there. but if you want a mic arm, we have one in the studio you can have.
Right.
That, you know, that's the type of situation right. you have. And know this, that if you've got Paulie in his living room in Brooklyn
right.
knocking
right.
out promos, and mm-hmm. Jim Amato's making them in Soar, Pennsylvania, wherever he's from.
Pretty amazing.
The Steel City Studios.
Then anybody can do, excuse me, the Steel City Studios, then anybody can do this.
I get so excited when I get an email or a text from Jim, and he asks for like a particular element from the show.
Right,
and I just know that when I send it in about 15 hours, there's going to be something in my inbox that makes me smile because he's really thought it through. It's great.
I'm going to give you your props here, Rob, because it is helpful that, you know, as far as an archivist of the show, where, you know, you guys, that's one thing we do on our show. If I've ever wanted anything from a Mike O'Mara show where I want to send it to someone who's been on the show that's mm-hmm. a friend that I wanted to get a clip from, that we can get the materials, and are you getting the proper amount of raw materials from our staff here at TMOS?
Yeah. Yeah, and
because really they're great about doing that.
A lot of times I'll listen, and if there's something I can isolate, I'm like thinking that's going to make a promo.
It's fun. It's so much fun. Yes, Oscar Santa.
Okay, now that I've got the nice stuff out of the way.
Yeah. Well, what about this whole video game thing?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, Mike.
Are you not supposed to talk about that?
No, I don't even want to talk about that because this is going to be better. Trust me.
It was a deal with Penthouse. They paid me so much. I can't get into it.
Oscar, right. you probably should come clean. It was a bit that went nowhere.
Right.
No. That's not a bit. What I wanted to do was get a little more context on why. And Jim, I'm going to throw you under the bus, but I have to. So there's this weird thing that happens that Jim creates something that's effing fantastic, and Rob will hold on to it for a few days before he plays it. Instead of just playing it when it comes in because it's so good, that for some reason, I don't know what you... I don't know if Rob's like, I can't play this because it's so good. I can't have too many back-to-back Jim Amato tracks. Or he's like, oh my God, this is so good. I don't want Mike to be like, why don't you do what Jim Amato does, Rob? So Jim has started writing me. He's like, I said, please CC me on everything you send Rob separately or BCC me because I don't know why he's not playing these either. So
here we go.
My question to Rob in front of everyone is,
yes.
Do you squirrel these away on days you don't feel like being asked why you're not creating promos on that level when you have everything at your fingertips?
What I want you to know, Oscar, is there's something in radio called traffic, and it has nothing to do with cars on the road. What it has to do is spacing out the elements, okay? And for example, Jim has provided me with dozens of magnificent promos, but I only run one a day. Because you don't want to burn out his voice presence on the show. One Amato promo per day.
I understand.
And also, if I have a deluge of new promos, I want to spread them out because I like to keep them fresh.
But not all of them are as great as Jim's.
I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't like the way I space out the promos?
I'm getting a little overclamped right now.
He's blushing. Yes. He's blushing. Jim is blushing.
So you think Rob's hoarding the Jim Amato promos?
It is interesting. I like everybody's, and everybody's except for
of
when
course
you have,
because everything is great for Oscar.
But I love.
Oh, he loves everything.
I love Jim's promos.
Right, and that's why they always play every one of them.
But it seems
you
to
have
me,
no evidence of this.
Oh, I do. I have emails.
When's the last time it happened?
Like I would say a month ago.
And can you cite this email?
I don't want to bring it up, but I know that. Okay, and you know what?
He doesn't want to bring it up.
Jim, you have to understand one thing about me. I literally did not. I'm enjoying this, but I did not. I did not
Jim,
know this was coming.
I'm not going to speak for you.
Okay.
Tell me honestly, and I don't look at Rob. Look at me. Honestly, do you feel like he may hold back on playing your promos in a timely manner for one reason or another?
I would say by a day, they eventually air. But
eventually.
It's like, yeah.
By a day.
By
24
a day.
Hours.
Yeah.
But if you work that hard to get it to him, why would he just play it?
Yeah.
Right?
You're putting Jim in a very difficult
position.
Okay,
how about this? Would you, yes or no answer? This is super easy.
Okay.
Have we or have not we had private discussions?
Easier to answer than to phrase the question, obviously.
This is not, if you would just be honest, Rob, I wouldn't have to do this.
Nothing but honest.
Do you feel like there is something going on where Rob won't play your promos when he receives them? That there is a process in his eye that filters you out.
I realize it is the traffic there, and then I'm not blowing
company
smoke
man.
Or anything like
company
that.
Man,
smart man, wise man,
That's a wise man.
I think in a sense, Rob is like the Ernest and Julio Gallo of traffic. We won't do the promo until it's demoed.
And Rob is pretty good about. Are you pretty good about getting a lot of? Well, obviously, when I blow something up, you put something on that you thought somebody put the effort forward.
Sure.
If they make the effort, they. But we are. I mean, that's a question I'll ask you because that's
What's
under
that?
Your the promos that come in. What is the success rate?
I would
what
say.
What gets through? Do you throw a lot on the trash heap?
No, I would say it's 85 to 90% that get through, and anyone
that's
who see, submits
that's 10% that doesn't.
But anyone who doesn't, I've sent back. I said, here's what we need to do to make it better. For example, Paulie, who is from Brooklyn,
Paulie!
Has been sending some promos in.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing his own music beds, and he was trying to mix them live. I said, Paulie, we love your read, but because you're playing the music on your iPhone while you're talking, the mix is off. Send the promo without the music, and I'll add the music later.
So you coach these kids.
That's very good.
And I've even volunteered. I've talked to Paulie. I said, if you need help, I know Rob's busy. I can help you mix it, too.
But I'd say the vast, vast majority of the promos, the only thing I will do is check them for level and then put them in, and they run.
Can we do an Easter egg? And this is not to make fun of people, but it's also to teach people, a teachable moment, as Pony would say.
Matthew Bloom's teachable moments
where
on the Michael Murray show.
The reject pile, and on Friday's show at the end, we just play all the rejects.
No.
There, I'm vetoing that
oh,
one.
Come
no,
on.
I'd rather not suffer through that. That's not something I want to handle. Let me ask this
and
question
also, you
of
don't
Rob
want,
Spiewak.
You don't want people to know that their stuff was rejected.
At least they're played.
That's true.
Let me ask this question. There's no doubt when the first time I heard one and I hear them through, there is this attention to every nuance on the show. There is this passion when I hear a Jim Amato promo that comes through where you're just on top of the content of the day and you'll take a little something that I may have forgotten and you will be all over it. And that's what you'll transfer into your promos with that level of passion. Rob Spiewak, are you jealous of that passion that you once had?
Come on, be honest.
Are you
pea green with envy. Elvy. Pea green with Elvy, Mike.
Elvy! New show!
Your show title. Does it make you remember the days when you were the guy that was from the outside sending stuff in to, you know, I mean.
That boy Spiewak, man, he really loves the show. He gets it.
You mean like a million years ago? Yeah, I miss those days, Mike. Okay. I do.
All right. Very good. All right. That's good.
But I would like to also say, if I may, Oscar did not provide any evidence to his unsubstantiated claims. Although
this is going to put this to bed. Jim Amato, have you ever sent a promo that Rob Spiewak didn't put on the air?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on, wait a minute.
Which one?
Just a second here.
I did fruitcake one as the elf a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't care for that one very much.
Oh no. Oh no. Where is it? Is it lying around anywhere?
I have it at home.
Okay. All right.
I got it on my phone. I'll go grab it and, you know, grab my phone and play it up to you.
That would be great, actually. If you can grab your phone, that would be great when you come back.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll...
As I said, Mike, 85 to 90%.
Oh, my God. I didn't know we were really unearthing something here. Let's do this. Is there content in there that you don't want? Is that why you vetoed it?
We had a lot of fruitcake promos.
Yeah.
And I thought that this one was... It was below some of the
others. Do you mind if we hear it and maybe we can grade it?
We'll hear it when we come back.
I think it'd be a great idea.
I insist. Let's do that. Another day, another controversy right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Wright with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I discussed the legacy of John Sidney McCain and the lessons of a life well lived. And a listener sends me kombucha. Thanks, Wanda.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yes, blindingly reverent, Freights. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Oscar. We got to get ourselves more listeners and a sponsor because I'm loving working with him.
Absolutely.
He is so much fun. Rob watches it every day because Rob executive EPs, as we say.
I'm the Imagineer, Mike.
You produce that show, and you know Freights has figured me out like Santana figured me out years ago, and he plays me like a cello. It's ridiculous.
Please welcome do to listen the, to this week's Political Persuasion. It's the funniest episode they've ever done.
It's a lot of fun.
Great one.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Autumn is right around the corner, and history has shown us as the weather cools down, the housing market heats up, but there's an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. Now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate before rates go any higher. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, Cornerstone First Financial will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial can get you pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know in advance what you qualify for. Trust Cornerstone just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I never know what the hell is going to happen on this show.
Right.
From one day to the next, I never know what's going on. We have Jim Amato who comes in, does promos. We talk about how much we like him. He talks about Pittsburgh. He comes in here, and then suddenly this massive controversy erupts.
Yes.
And where were we? I'm totally
lost.
We've
got a promo to review here. We're asking Rob about his screening process.
Right. Was this the only promo you've ever vetoed of Jim Amato's?
It seems to me it is. Is that about right?
There was another one, but it's okay. Sorry. I can't keep them all in a ledger. It's like, this was approved. This was, you know.
Right. It just went into the ether.
As a rule, though, okay. They go straight onto the air. That's
as a rule.
But the real.
As of today, now that you've been outed.
No, he'll never get another thing on the show now.
Oh, great. Thanks, Oscar.
Just see me. As long as I see it, we'll be okay.
Yeah, but you never look at your email.
True.
Let's.
All right, story. Send me a Facebook message.
This is the most recent one that was rejected by Rob Spiewak. Let's listen.
It may be summer, but we elves are busy making toys, working on the sleigh, and prepping for the holidays.
Try the bomb if you
but
want.
When it comes to gift giving, I'm giving the best gift of all. A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake.
All right, pause it for a second, please. What I like is I know it's you. So it's like the elf voice, but it's you. Now, should we break it down step by step, or would you like to critique?
No, my thought was we had a lot of fruitcake promos going at the time.
Right, and I agree with that.
And I tabled it. You know what? It's still in the queue. It could have aired next week.
Okay,
but it just hasn't aired yet.
Oscar,
We stopped selling fruitcakes on the 7th.
Right.
Why would we wait for the last 4 days to play a new promo?
Because we've you want that last minute push, Oscar.
For the last minute push? Mm-hmm. We do 5 days a week of content. I think we have 3 fruitcake promos. One more from Jim Amato would not hurt.
All right. Is there a way? Do you have the wireless, or is there any capability of running that?
We have
the
adapter, the Apple adapter.
Well, let me. How about this? This is super easy. Why don't we send it to a computer, Pony's computer, and he can play it with the fidelity it needs?
Okay. Very good.
Fair?
Very
good. All right. Send it to Ponyboy at MichaelMaraShow.com.
And copy me on it as well.
Okay. And Oscar?
Why not?
Okay. Sure. Why not?
Actually, you send it to me.
Oh, Mike can play right there. Why don't we do it? Yeah, Mike, you can run a board.
Give
you can do this.
Shut up, Oscar.
Give him the secret email.
Give him the secret email, and I'll do that. All right?
The North Pole at MichaelMaraShow.com. Exactly.
Just give it to him really quick. Let's see if we can affect this quickly, and then I'll get it, and I'll play it.
I want to catch up any listeners that are just joining us in progress.
Yeah, maybe they just got off a plane.
Okay, so Jim Amato is here. Jim Amato is a savant, I'm telling you. This is who Rob was, I would say, before he joined the podcast. Maybe Don and Mike circa 2001. He was a go-getter. He loved content. And then somehow around 2000 and...
I'm sorry I'm giving you this email address. I wish I could have the fairy tale music to play behind this wonderful tall tale.
In 2005. He fell out of love with radio and realized that he had made his
what
bed.
What was the month again that it happened in 2005?
Yeah, 2005.
What month?
It was around the Janet Jackson debacle, and you're like, oh, I don't need this pressure. It doesn't feel good with, you know, the exposed nipple. I don't want to do this.
Did you send it, Jim? Did you send it along? Mm-hmm. Okay,
and then now fast forward to 2018, roughly we've got, 13 years later, he's fighting for his job. And he doesn't want anyone else to get any shine.
All right, very good. He's not fighting for his job. I'm trying to get that. My computer's
Mike
running.
Is fighting
listen, I don't know if I'd want the job. Do you know it's a 4.5-hour commute from Pittsburgh?
Well, you might get a place closer.
set up in Breezeway.
I just can't remember 2005 is when I gave up. Man, you know what? I think it was. It was around Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah. I think it was. I was in an outfit. I do remember that. I was dressed.
Right, I'm looking for it.
As a princess. And I said, F this.
Things are really? Working very slow up here, but send me it again.
You got the mania.
Yeah. Do you feel threatened by Jim Amato at all, Rob?
Not at all. Not at all. Sexually, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
He's not talking.
What's the pheromones I'm throwing off?
No, I'm not threatened by him. I think Jim is a wonderful ally to the show, and I enjoy his company, and we've had phone conversations, and we've met for lunch, and I call Jim a friend. I'm not threatened by him.
It'll be okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Okay.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Again, your screening process
for
these are quality.
Yes.
Our traffic, as far as content, you don't want too much of the same voice on the air.
And you don't want to promote something that is not wisely promoted. You want to make sure that they're on point.
Realistically, if we're going to talk, I know that there's a Mama Santana fruitcake promo. There is a Polly fruitcake promo.
There's several of them.
There is a Spiewak, Mama.
Two of those with my mom. Yeah,
so two.
But
so that's
the fruitcakes, and I have to mention, we'll use this as an opportunity to promote, that we've got a shelf life for these. And I mean, so that, not necessarily for the fruitcakes. Fruitcakes
no,
last a long time.
Forever.
But as far as putting it together and getting them out so everybody gets them, it's a process.
Yeah.
And so we needed to shut it down by September 7th.
Shut it
down.
And
that's your last chance to get a delicious fruitcake. And by the way, if for no other reason, there's no way this man would be threatened because he's the fruitcake god, which has now become a crucial part of the Mike O'Mara business model.
Mike, accidents happen. Accidents happen, and if they do, we need redundancy. Like there's some other chubby, how about this, a little overweight Latino out there with a mouth that could come in here and do what I do. And there's some emaciated.
I don't know that anyone could ever do what Oscar does.
Emaciated child toucher in the other room that can take care of Pony Boy.
No, I don't think that's happening either.
That's new.
All right, I didn't get it. I don't know what's happening.
Double check the email.
Don't send anything to Mike ever again. This is not going to work. Pony, do you have
No, to be honest, if the address is correct, I would be looking at it right now.
Do you have it?
I'll forward.
Okay, well, no. Why don't you come in here with your computer and play it for us?
Okay, hang on one second.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. He can be assertive.
This is
faster. This is where you melt down. This is where the mania happens.
This is where I melt down. This is where the lady gets
Remember
her gets
the wonderful
all uptight
email. I said,
because
please,
I
no
thought
more,
it would be fun to
no
hear
more
it in
BP
a,
level
know,
or BH or whatever she's talking about.
Right, and now it's Let's just this lumbering.
By the way, it's just a promo.
Nervous.
No,
I know
we
it's
need
just
to get
a
to
promo.
The now
we're making too. Now we're making too much of it. You see,
this is one of 10 promos that have not been played by Mr. Rob Spiewak.
This is yet another invented statistic.
Yes, you're saying there too, Jim. You figured two. All right, less than 10 or greater than 10 submissions that have not
way
been
less
aired.
Than 10.
Way less than 10.
Yeah.
All right, that's
it's,
fine.
It's I'm okay.
Fine I'm okay with
it. It'll be okay.
It may be summer, but we elves are busy making toys, working on the sleigh, and prepping for the holidays. But when it comes to gift giving, I'm giving the best gift of all. A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake. Rum soaked and as moist as DC in summer, it's a gift that's sure to please your friends and loved ones. Order a fruitcake today with TMOS Fruitcake Futures at MikeOMaraShow.com. And it will be at your door in time for Thanksgiving. With 3 levels to choose from, your purchase will help keep the laughs coming on TMOS. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. There's still time to order, so do it today. You'll be glad you did.
That's brilliant.
Fantastic.
Upon hearing it again, I realized the error of my ways.
No, it's is it your best effort? No.
No.
Is it your worst effort? No. I mean, well, no. I like the sound of your voice. I like
I
your
loved
writing.
It.
That's
I loved
I
the way it was written.
Shocking that Oscar loves it.
I love
Let's talk about Oscar, how great it is. Why did you love it?
I love how creative it was.
Yes.
I love that he set the tone. He's like, I know it's summer, but we elves are working on these fruit. I'm thinking the North Pole. I'm thinking a big oven. I'm thinking little hands. I'm in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He loves the fact that I didn't play it and then it just got played. That's what he loves.
He's working you pretty good right now. Is there anything I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
I would like I to issue to a blanket on. Apology to everybody.
No offense. How
many other lost treasures do we have in that vault?
I wish you were a lost treasure right
well,
about now.
You know. If there are lost treasures, I'm going to release them on a DVD and sell them through Time Life.
There you go. Perfect. No,
so,
I will say that. Here's what I'll say.
This is so awkward that I'm even awkward.
But it's fascinating.
It's fascinating, it fascinating, but I'm even awkward with this right now.
I will
now.
Say
I
this.
I have my arms folded right now. This is very
I thought
awkward.
You were being Tony Bennett.
This is very, very awkward.
As far as consistency and quality, Jim is by far our best promo submitter that we have. Jim does great work. If I've held back on a couple of them, my apologies.
No,
nothing personal,
right.
man.
No, no.
And Oscar, you.
There it is. Jim, we've got Oscar's Take coming up here in just a second. Is there anything that you wanted to say on the show or any? Because we picked your brain a little bit. You're a Western Pennsylvania guy. Are you still in the radio biz? Is that still what you do? You don't do that. Okay.
No, as I told Rob and I were talking about big radio, and we had a meeting. I had a meeting with my general manager about 10 years ago, and he said, take the afternoon off and every day hereafter off. So. I'm like, okay, if you're going to pay me.
Take the afternoon off.
That's quite the line.
Corporate radio is not what it used to be. We all know that. It's kind of sad. So what do you do to pay the rent now? What's your
Your main?
I help people.
Aww,
you do?
I do. I get a lot of satisfaction of it. I work for a great organization where we help people that in Western Pennsylvania that really need the services and help, and I focus on the transportation. So in order to get somebody to an appointment and even, you know, taking a call from someone and explaining how their insurance might work, it's in when they tell you you've made my day or you really helped me with explaining something, it's the cherry on top
He's
of the
an sundae. Angel.
Yeah.
He's an angel.
and I won't play his promos.
He's our angel.
Mm-hmm. Beat you to it, Oscar.
So that sounds like a hell of a way to make a living. That's kind of cool.
I like
to be involved in that business.
I like talking to people and helping
Western
people.
Western PA needs a lot of help, just like the Rust Belt.
Just wants the promos played.
That's all.
That's all.
Is that asking too much, Mike?
What's the last thing for charity you did, Rob? Oh, he's working. He's getting paid. I'm not gonna pile on. I'm not gonna pile on you.
No, jump on.
I mean, I really like that promo so much I bought 2 fruitcakes.
That's see?
Yeah.
That's and he's supporting the show that way. That's yes. Well, Rob's gonna make them. Rob's gonna be making. He's gonna
Yeah, we'll see about that.
He's gonna be in the kitchen.
Nothing's written in stone, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you give, and that's terrific, Jim. I don't know how to punch out of this. I really don't know.
Would you like me to jingle into a record?
I am sweating.
I just,
it is so tense in the studio. I am sweating.
Just trying
right
to move
here.
On. I am really, really trying to move. Rob just accepted some charity from our fans and went on a cruise ship.
Well played, Mike.
That's good.
Okay. Also, you should set the scene. What Mike gets to see, and what you're seeing on YouTube as well, is these guys are no less than 2 feet from each other.
Right.
The way
right.
the studio is configured, so Mike can see. Them mm-hmm. because they're so close.
You know, I know how we can wrap it up. I know I could. They're close to each other. We get it. Jim, any last thing you'd like to say before we go to break? Any last thing you'd like to say to Rob Spiewak?
F*** you, Rob.
Yes!
Rob, anything you'd like to say to Jim Amato?
You're welcome.
We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take. Wow. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I didn't see this go. Get on the
ball and work together. I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
What?
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MikeO'MaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search Tech 411 Show.
More. All right. That needs to be redone.
You know what? Destroy it.
That needs
more
to be
motto,
redone.
Less Tech 411.
No, more Tech 411. I love those. I liked about it, Mike? It really set the scene and it set a great mood. When Oscar talked, it was so exciting because I wanted to listen to that show. That was such a great promo.
Absolutely.
And it was great when he did it 10 years ago.
I loved the last show when they broke down the new Commodore 64 computer.
How dare you?
Oh, son, nap.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. This is really a wonderful, wonderful relationship we've had for a while now. Brushing teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and even enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has built-in timers that pulse every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly.
Plus,
brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5, so you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. I use Quip because it virtually guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not necessarily reflect the views of TMOS, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar's scab-picking take.
Oscar's scab.
It's an interesting show today. What a Friday show. Oscar, here's a question that a new study just put out there. Should your commute count as part of your work hours. After all, it's part of your job to get there and get home, even though you don't get paid for it. And if you get an email or a call from your boss during your commute, you're going to take care of it. So that's all work time, right? According to the scientists behind the study, the answer is yes. You should get paid for your commute. But believe it or not, they did find some people who wouldn't want that. Those people say they like having their commute to mentally switch from home mode to work mode. And most importantly, they don't want to have their boss expect them to get stuff done during that time. What is your take on that?
This is fascinating because in the past 3 to 4 years, there has been, as we've talked about, especially for the federal government and these big Fortune 500 companies, really a complete shift from teleworking to bringing people back into the office. And the people that telework, that work remotely, have to do it so well. And even when I was in business school, there are benchmarks that people have to hit in order to stay working from home. Mm. So in my eyes, if it's your commute and you're working, which we frankly all do, even here on the show, when we're calling each other, texting each other, doing something that
right.
in order to get the show going, I feel like if you already feel like you're being inundated with work stuff, if I'm or someone's paying you to do that and that time is there, then expect more work. And if you don't want that, you got to stick with the status quo. So do we pay them? I'm open to that as far as a commute is concerned, but I'm going to expect more out of you. And if you think you need that time to do other things, then that's not my time. It's your time, Mr. Hand.
Well, I mean, I didn't plan it this way because I didn't know we were going to have this kind of show. But who has the longest commute time in the TMOS family? It's Jim, you don't count. It's Rob Spiewak. It's Mr. Rob Spiewak. Yeah. How do you feel about it, Rob?
I think that if you are working, you should be paid for it. But I don't think transport to and from, I think that's passive. I mean, that's part of the deal when you get a job.
It only works if you're in a rickshaw.
What do you think of Oscar's answer, though, Rob Spiewak?
Oh, I thought it was really entertaining. Another perfect show for Oscar.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, according to a new study...
Oh, Mike, real quick, I have just one thing for you.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. That'll pull you out of your funk. That'll be fine.
You know, things are better now.
Oscar, according to a new study, cops really do give more tickets out toward the end of the month, most likely to hit their quotas. Here are the top 5 days in an average month when cops issue the most tickets. Number 5 is the 29th. Number 4 is the 28th. Number 3 is the 1st. Number 2 is the 30th. And number 1 is the 31st.
Hey, that's today.
The most common tickets they give out are speeding tickets and license or registration violations. So this is, you know, driving around today. Be aware of that, people.
Complete BS that this still happens, especially if you live in a major metropolitan city that has speed cameras or red light cameras. The taxes that we used to pay in the past were always a general base, you know, a property tax or income tax. When these cameras came around, I figured that maybe the police officers out there would have a little more time to fight crime and actually go after people that are doing something wrong, like road rage, Mike. Instead of sitting there being like, oh, you were speeding just a little bit, let me stop you. Let the machines do the job. Let the guys actually go do what they were trained to do, not stop people and say, naughty, naughty, here's the ticket.
And I have something to add to that. All the dates that are there were at the end of the month except for the first, which says to me that there is a portion of the police community that can't read a calendar.
Bingo. That's probably true. You're listening to
Boys in Blue have they have more work to do.
That's true.
Okay, thank you. This is a tribute to the American educational system. Former classmates reunited in Michigan to uncover a time capsule buried 30 years ago. The result? They couldn't find it. This is so 30 years ago. This is when, right? Isn't 30 years ago when it was just the
87.
It was just beginning the I don't give an S
88
world.
Rather, sorry, yeah.
The result, they couldn't find it. The 7 classmates and 2 teachers spent 2 hours Sunday digging outside Coloma Junior High in southwestern Michigan. They buried it outside of the school, and they couldn't find it.
We have a tape, Mike, of the student that spearheaded that movement.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Tracy Gilmer said she remembers putting a Michael Jackson cassette in the box in 1988. Of course, that's what she remembers.
Yes, that's what she
likes. She just doesn't remember where she put it, along with assignments from an accelerated writing and reasoning program. I guess just not the reasoning where they're going to remember where they put it. Here's her quote. We had our own constitution, and I actually sewed a flag for our country. I think that she was probably a senior.
Yes, of course.
I think the flag is in the time capsule. The teacher, Sandy Sanders.
Oh, I hate that when people do that.
This is just the underachieving parade. Said information about the capsule was filed away but lost. Some wonder if rebellious classmates dug it up. Okay, if you're God,
guys,
like maybe an hour after it was buried,
they dug it up and smoked it.
There's so many things wrong with this story. First, who the F cares about anything from 87? You can find it on eBay. You want a new Coke can? Go buy it there. There's nothing about this that is redeeming except for the fact that, Mike, you hit the nail on the head when you said it earlier. Why are we even doing this anymore? Why time capsules? If you find, I watch on Velocity Channel, there's Chasing Classic Cars. He found a Harley in someone's basement from 1901. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's one of the first generation Harleys, right?
Right.
No one f***ing cares, excuse my language, about a time capsule from 87.
Right.
87!
The only way we're going to need a time capsule, Mike, is for this show today.
This show to get loaded.
This episode.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new study on sexual health may have a lot of men running to their favorite Italian restaurant tonight, according to scientists in Greece. Olive oil may be better than Viagra when it comes to boosting sexual performance. The study, published by the University of Athens, examined over 600 men and found that an olive oil-rich diet cut the risk of erectile dysfunction by up to 40%. Mm. There you go. What do you think of that? Huh?
Two things. Athens and the University of Athens should work on fixing their economy. That's a little more important than having sex.
Yeah, you're having trouble
but
over
thank
there.
You for the heads up. Right. And then, no pun intended, and I also believe that with by the way, this Big Oil who funded this study,
Big Olive Oil.
Yeah, where
Big Olive.
Right now, you can grab a Viagra reject off the rack for fractions of the dollars that were in the past, or sign up for Hims and they'll send you something.
Right,
and it is super easy to get something going if you got to get it going. You don't need olive oil; it's more expensive than the pills. Enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like not like, you know, go to the drugstore. You don't need a Caesar salad. Welcome back to the listen to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, a man in Milton, Florida.
Oh, Milton, Florida. Now, where is that?
That's just north of Pensacola and just north of Fort Walton.
Oh, I can see it.
He allegedly set his house on fire and sat to watch it burn. Robert LaCroix, 33, has been charged with one count of second-degree arson for the August 25th blaze. The responding Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deputy noted that when he arrived on the scene in Milton, the home was completely engulfed. The responding firefighter told police that when he arrived, flames were coming out of the roof, and he saw a man later identified as LaCroix sitting near the fence in the line of the home, right along the fence line. LaCroix allegedly told the firefighter he was the only person inside, and though much of what he reported is redacted in the news, in the actual police report, the arrest report claims LaCroix said, "Everyone is crazy around here and trying to kill me." A neighbor allegedly told investigators he heard a loud explosion and saw flames coming from the house, but when he went outside, he said he saw LaCroix, who told him not to call the police. There's your Florida story for Oscar's Take. What do you think, Oscar?
Mike, you don't just look at it. You got to burn it. And if there's any bit of arson in anybody that likes looking at fires, there's so many other ways you can find your fix. Like, yes. Comcast has a channel that's just a fireplace. Stare at that. Don't burn your home down. All right?
Very good. Yeah, and go get some olive oil. I think that's the best way to do it. That's Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
When we come back, we will have the final audio vault of the week, and we're here with Mr. Jim Amato. Is it less tense in there now? Have things calmed down a little bit?
Yeah, we had a big hug in the last break. And
that's good. Very good.
And you can't see his hand on my knee.
We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Damn if you do.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Michael Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Michael Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
I'm the captain now.
Welcome now back. I'm worried. After hearing that promo, I'm worried.
Settle down, you.
I would be too. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. We've been talking about those a lot today. I'm sure you've heard that this year, for the first time ever, you can lay your hands on a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. All you have to do is visit TMOSfruitcake.com, and that's a very good thing. However, all good things must come to an end, so we are officially announcing that the last day to invest in your fruitcake future is Friday, September 7th. Yes, that's an official deadline, so go get yours right now. Remember,
when?
Right now.
Thank you.
Thanks for the Christmas music. Remember, these handcrafted masterpieces are sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. You can have yours in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support, but you must act now at TMOSfruitcake.com. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now and ensure the ongoing success of TMOS. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com and do it today. The future is now. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault and Rob Spiewak, show that Amato guy how it's done.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, this is for Oscar because he always loves this.
Labor Day.
And also, of course.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Don't you think Luke Bryan loves Labor Day? I bet he has a cookout.
Well, you love him. That's
I do.
For sure.
I'd love to go over to his house.
I know. You did. Okay, we've pounded on Luke Bryan. I know you're a little obsessive with that.
Yeah, all right, just a bit. But while I played that for a reason, because yesterday I said I didn't get to the Garth Brooks tape. We're talking country music.
Yes.
Now, are you a Garth Brooks fan?
No.
Oscar?
I liked when he had his alter ego. Was it Gavin?
Chris Gaines.
Yes. You know, I should say, I like
really?
I Got Friends in Low Places, his big hit.
I like that he was such a megastar that he thought he'd go in and record an alternative album.
Well because nobody, he never really was a country. He liked
sellout.
Kiss.
And nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. And isn't he married to Trisha Yearwood?
I believe he is, yes. And she's got that cooking show.
She's got the cooking show, and they like the perfect
Mike, it's a cooking, not cooking, cooking. It's a cooking show.
I think they both cook with a lot of vanilla, and I'm bored by them. I really am. That's
maybe they need a little olive oil.
Yeah, a little olive oil. That would spice things up. Yeah, I bet she makes a fruitcake.
I bet she does.
I think she does like Christmas specials and stuff like that.
I think she does a lot of pastries.
You know a lot about her.
Her cooking show is in the Valerie Bertinelli mode, where it's just like
Bertinelli is so much more appealing than her. That's the thing.
Well, no, those shows are horrible.
They both do the thing where they're just kind of doing this thing where they're so in control and everything is so perfect.
Have you watched the Patricia Heaton cooking show?
No, I have not.
I think it's actually in hiatus, but it's funny when you watch it because every week she can't wait to make the signature cocktail, and there's always just a hint, like just a little trace of danger that she's going to lose her mind. That's the that's the vibe on that show. But anyway. Okay. I admire Garth Brooks because he tries to stay ahead of stuff. He was the first to release all of his music in a box set, and he's done a lot of really neat things. He did the alter ego thing. That failed. But he did a release this week of a live album that has a new mix that you can get. It's called the Fan Mix. And I want you to hear his explanation of it, and then I'm going to play it for you. It's kind of a neat idea.
After 3 years on the road, over 70 cities, nearly 400 shows, 6 million tickets sold, Triple Live, the 3-disc live record, is coming to retail this fall. But before you can get it in stores or online, the limited Fan Mix version can be yours absolutely free today. That's right, absolutely free and absolutely right now. Think of it as a thank you from Ticketmaster. It's called the Fan Mix. This is a cool idea. Take two stereo mixes. One, let's say, is 90% band, 10% crowd. The other mix, 90% crowd, 10% band. Now put one mix on the left side, the other mix on the right side, and you have control of where you sit in the arena.
So,
by using the pan on or the balance knob on your radio, you can control the mix of crowd and band. So what I've done here is the his song The Dance, and in it you will start right up close to the band, and then you're going to sound like you're further back in the hall. All right, so listen to this. And I thought I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. You're going to move further away now.
You're doing that yourself?
By going left and right on the pan.
Did you play with it?
Yeah, it's neat.
That's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
And also, as someone who loves dealing with stereophonic phasing and stuff, I'm surprised no one's ever done this before.
But this is getting really into
inside baseball.
Audiophile Nerdville, which I love.
Can you play it again?
Yeah.
Go ahead, I want to try it.
Is it more... You're working with the mix, right?
Yeah.
Mike!
He's no Conway Twitty.
There's 2% of that. Oh, there's a lot of crowd now.
I like
this. And then pan back up to the front.
Boy.
The only thing I can compare it to is... I didn't know Trisha was there. The only thing I can compare it to is if you have different concerts from different concerts of Elvis's tours.
Yes.
I have one that's a Virginia concert, one that was in Memphis. Same set list, days apart, but the way the auditorium, they have totally different sounds.
Wow.
And it's really cool to compare them, but he's done it for you. And it's just, you know, it's
I love
he's
it.
Giving
I love
it away.
It. I know it's super nerdy, but
I think
love
it's
it.
I thought it was
can
cool.
Can you play that one more time? I want to play
yes,
with
of course.
Voice again.
Of course. You want to he's gonna sweeten it a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh! Obama!
Oh!
Obama!
This is a great song.
So that's what's going on with Garth Brooks. Now, let's say you are you're on vacation, you're from Colorado, and you're on a boat, and you've never seen a whale before. This clip is on our Facebook page. It's pretty amazing. They're watching this humpback whale circle their boat, and they're really a little freaked out because it's huge. The humpback whale breaches and lands on the deck of the boat. And to a point where...
Like on a whale-watching boat or a small...
It looked like a smaller, but a whale-watching boat.
Like an inflatable boat. Or something like that?
On the deck of the Jack Tar.
But what was amazing...
A motto.
It's you can see the barnacles on the whale, and he leaves barnacles behind.
Rob is painting the picture perfectly. I've seen this video; it is fantastic.
It is so great. And here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, they gave me a palpitation. I think they're planning something.
That was insane.
He was right here.
Did not care.
He's coming again. This one has got a vengeance.
Get out.
That's it. We need to leave. Oh my God. Did you see what he just did?
Oh my God.
So you can look at that on our Facebook page.
Wow. Oh my God.
We need to leave now.
We got them up here. They go out every day. The whale watchers. I've been told to take my little guy out there. I might take him out before the end of the year.
We actually did some whale watching on the Disney cruise, but that was at the buffet. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Friday, everybody.
See, there you go. You see? That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Amato, thank you for all your support.
Thank you. This was a blast.
We loved having you in here, and keep them coming, my friend.
Will do. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo!
If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, Voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Labor Day.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.